Oops, I'm off the. Okay. Sorry. Okay, we started talking yesterday about Kibud Raboi, the Kavod of Talmidei Chachamim. So Reb Chaim says over here a staggering, astounding statement. Okay, he says, "V'loy matzino b'Chazal." There is no avera in Chazal. There's no avera that Chazal were as strict about as being mevazah Talmid Chacham. And whatever, even the most minute pegam in kavod of your Rebbe or kavod of a Talmid Chacham, you're chayiv misa. So he says, why is it so strict? Why is it so, and he goes on, call nice, and if you treat your Rebbe, you just say hello to him and you don't give him proper kavod, it says on him, chayiv misa. It says, mevayit per aboitzav, chayiv misa. It says, call him misa'abel, misa'asabes, a chacham dies and you don't give him the proper hesped. Roy lekoiv rebichayev, you should die. It's like, what's going on over here? So why is this aver so like wow, so strict? So Reb Chaim says the following. It says Torah was given in a way that it needs to pass down, be passed down from generation to generation. It needs to be that there's a Masorah and you heard it from your Rebbe. And if you did not, if you The Torah could have not had a Torah Shebaal Peh element. Everything could have been written down on paper, right? But Hashem chose not to do it that way. Why? So when the Klal Yisrael received the Torah, what happened after that? There was a Torah Shebaal Peh part. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and says, "Hey, guys, listen. When I was up there on the mountain, Hashem told me this. Now you tell your kids, and you tell your Rebbe, and you make." So the Torah is totally on this, that you accept the Torah from your Rebbe, okay? And accepting the Torah from a Rebbe and the Masorah and the Koyach of the Masorah is mamash a chelek of the etzem nesinas haTorah. The way the Torah was given was such that it's through a Rebbe Talmud relationship. Our connection to Har Sinai is through a Rebbe Talmud relationship. As a matter of fact, even the halachas that we learn, how a Rebbe is supposed to teach a Talmud, is learned out from how Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, everything that happens that is supposed to mimic the Nesinas HaTorah of Hashem. So there was a story with Yanai HaMelech. The Yanai HaMelech killed all the Talmidei Chachamim except for Shimon ben Shetach. If you're curious and wonder why Shimon ben Shetach was zoichet to survive, happens to be that he was Yanai's brother-in-law, so it worked to his benefit. But Lemaisa, Yanai HaMelech killed all the Talmidei Chachamim, and he says, "Hey, I didn't do anything wrong. Sefer Torah munachas b'keren zavis. The Sefer Torah is still there. Okay, Talmidei Chachamim are gone. What does it matter?" What's the answer? No. You have a Sefer Torah sitting in the closet. If there's no Talmid Chacham, it's a bittul gomor to the Torah, right? Having a Sefer Torah doesn't get you very far. If you don't have Talmid Chachamim, then it's a bittul of the Torah. Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, similar tshuva, and he says, does that apply nowadays? Someone want to know. Maybe it only applied in those days when the Shas was not written down. So if the Shas was not written down, the only way you would know the Torah Shebaal Peh is if you actually heard it from your Rebbe. He says, but nowadays that the Shas is written down, who says that the Rebbe plays such an integral role? Do you ask my sefer there on the top shelf, the one in Hilchos Talmud Torah? All the way at the end. By the wall. Yeah, the thin one, yeah. So, in the Hakadama to my Sefer, I have a whole shtickle here on the chashivas of the Masorah HaTorah. Like it says, Moshe kibbutz Torah Misina Misar Yeshua. So he explains, Dezalia Seder Tarsh about Pemi Dor Ladar, Chacham Kibal Mipi Chacham Ad Dor Chasimas Talmud. V'Chachmei Oisei Adar Mesaru LeGainim. So listen to Rabbi Yoina says. So the question is, nowadays does it play the same role? Look, Rabbi Yanai killed the Talmid Chacham, but he left the Sefer Torah in the corner. Shimon Ben Shetach told him, No. The term Munachas Ben Zavis is not enough. Because you need Talmidei Chacham to explain to you. You need Talmidei Chacham to expound on it. So maybe that's only because the Shas was not written down. But once the Shas was written down, so I have a whole, I don't need Talmidei Chacham. I have Oitzer HaChachma. I have Bar Ilan. You know, I have the program online. Every Sefer you ever need is there. I have everything printed. So there's a Michal Yehuda Lefkovich. Brings down from Shlomo Hyman that a beautiful pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina in Avos. It says there, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai u'masar li Yeshua v'Yeshua lizkenim v'zkenim v'sarul anshe knesset gedola. So Rabbeinu Yoina says, listen to the words. Dze haya seder Torah shebal peh. This was the seder of the Kabbalah of Torah shebal peh midor ledor until the chasim asat Talmud, until the Talmud was sealed, signed, and delivered. The Chachmei Oisei Adar, and then from the generation of the Talmud, they gave it to the next generation, the Goyim. Why is Rabbeinu Yoina adding that piece, that last sentence? Why is that relevant? That after the Chasim HaSat Talmud, it was also given over. So he explains, because one may have thought that, you know what's so important about the reason why you needed to accept from a Rebbe? The only reason why you needed to accept from a Rebbe is because it was not written anywhere. You had to hear it from a Rebbe. But the minute that the Chasim HaSat Talmud, the Talmud was written down, you don't need a Rebbe anymore. Just learn it yourself. So that's he's coming to teach me. No. Torah requires a Rebbe. Torah requires hearing it from someone else above you. You cannot be zoicha to Torah yourself. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from Hashem. That's just the way it is. The way Torah was given in a way is that you have to hear it from someone else. That's the Ikra Tzuras Halimud of Talmud Torah. Which is why a Talmud Chacham is called a Talmud Chacham. He has to be a student. Talmud is a student. You can't be a Chacham. You can't just become a Chacham. You have to be a Talmud Chacham. You have to be someone that was a student that became successful in your learning. Okay? Therefore, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says here, That's why Chazal were so strict about the covet of a Talmud Chacham, because if you're not going to give that covet to the Talmud Chacham, it's a bittul to the Torah himself. And you need the Torah, and he brings the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Shabbos with the Ger, that the Ger came to Rabbi Hillel, and he says, listen, Hillel, teach me Torah Shabbat, but don't bother with Torah Shabbat Peh. I'm not a Torah Shabbat Peh guy. So he says, why not? He says, because you can make up whatever you want. So Hillel said, okay, so let me teach you Torah. In order to teach you Torah, you need to learn how to read. So let me teach you how to read. This letter here is an Aleph. This letter here is a Beis. Aleph says Ah. Beis says Ba. This letter here is a Gimel. It says Ga. This letter here says Dalet. The next letter, the next day he came and he took the Aleph and he said, okay, this letter is Gimel. It says Ga. And he showed him the Beis. He says, this letter is Dalet. It says Da. Then he showed him the Gimel. He says, this is an Aleph. It says Ah. He says, yesterday he told me the opposite. He says, well, why would you believe me today over yesterday? If you don't believe me, he said, how do you know anything I'm saying is true? You can't learn Torah B'Ksav without Torah Shebal Peh. You can't learn Torah without a Rebbe. You need the Torah Shebal Peh element. It doesn't exist without it. Okay? Therefore, he says, that's why if someone has to think, what's an apikoros? What's an apikoros? Blasphemy? What's an apikoros? It's a koifer bikur. He denies the existence of Hashem or whatever. He goes against the fundamental of Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, very good, Shlomi. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that an apikoros is someone who says that I don't need Talmidei Chachamim. Oh, he's mevaza Talmid Chacham. So Reb Chaim explains, why is that apikoros? Because if a person is not willing to accept the authority of a chacham, then the Torah is valueless to him, because it means whatever he thinks it means. So it doesn't have any value. He's just going to decide whatever works for him at that particular moment. So therefore, he says, you know, that's why it's so crucial to have a Rebbe and to follow what the Rebbe says. But he says that's what happened to the Tzidukim, and then if you look in this week's parasha, it brings it out as well, because if you look in Rashi in this week's parasha says that how did the whole entire curses, all the, what's it called, the tochacha, how does the tochacha start? So it says, if you'll listen to my laws, etc. So Rashi says, the first step how you got to that is that you didn't listen to the chacham. You don't listen to chachamim, the rest is history. Everything else is history. And then Reb Chaim says, it wasn't more than 150 years ago, in the 18 whatevers, that we saw this happen, that there were people, that the first mistake they made was they were mevazeh the Talmidei Chachamim. They lost their respect for the Talmidei Chachamim. And immediately after that, the Yiddishkeit was over. They went to the Haskalah to reform. And that was it. So he's pointing out that the reason we have to give such kavod to Talmidei Chachamim is to explain the chashivas of the Mesorah and where the Torah comes from. That's the only way we're going to learn Torah properly. Okay, and the Maisa Klai, so Baruch Hashem, you know, gives cover to the Gedolim, to the Chacham, and that's what, you know, we have to do in order to keep the Maserah going. All right, I don't know what's going on here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Praise Hashem. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Have a great night.
We'll try to give you more respect, Rabbi. Sorry. Mechila.
All right. Okay.
Teshuvah. Thank you.
Exactly. Okay. Have a great night.